and drink a lot. So I shouldn't do that as often.
And of course, we could count on Ashley to keep him in check. She just might be the biggest Taylor Swift fan at the station.
They are champagne
fans. Shout out Taylor Swift.
Oh, give me a break.
It's hard to tell. They cover everything. Title Town, pro, college, and high school sports around South Central Wisconsin. Even if it's the Wisconsin Badgers, for better or worse.
Talk about how bad the Badgers are. Bring the sadness. Another year that they fail to meet the Sweet 16. Another year they don't get to a bowl. It's a disaster in Camp Randall.
Catch it all on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, Daily Dodge TV, and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Happy Wednesday, South Central Wisconsin. And a beautiful day out there, and we're hoping for a couple more beautiful. We got such a fun week at store here, coming out from not only our FM side, AM side. We have a Broad Fry tomorrow night. That's why we won't be on the air from 4 until 6 over there at Swan Park. Come out, say hello, be a part of the fun. $2 for a Pernat's Brat. And then on Friday, God willing, I mean God willing, we're knocking on every piece of wood we can find. We got to find a way to get our golf outing in. We need some sunshine. We need Mother Nature to step aside for 24 hours. Then let the skies fall, Ashley Dobrzynski. The rain's allowed on Saturday. Just give me about another 72 hours.
Yeah, just not on Friday.
Just not on Friday. We're not asking for very much. I think it's a simple ask.
Wally, we never ask for things.
We don't. We don't. And
very humble.
I saw you just a moment ago. You have Jason Wilde on the line, and I'm very excited to welcome him on today. Because we have a bit of developing news here at the station. I'm going to let you share that.
I already shared it. I jumped the gun. I am so sorry.
Of course you did. You were the kid that definitely snuck into your parents' room at like December 15th. Was like, oh, do we have any presents back here?
No, I was not that kid. I was not that kid.
I don't know. I don't believe that for a second out of you.
You call me a liar?
I don't know. I'm going to get Jason Wilde's take here. I'm not calling you a truther.
Thank
Drake
you.
And Joss.
Yep.
We're now going to welcome on to the show the great Jason Wilde. You can hear him on Wilde and Tausch weekdays from 9 a.m. until noon and across ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. You can read all of his written work under the Packers tab on channel3000.com. Busy day over there, channel3000.com as well. Got a little bit of news that we get to talk about, but before we get to that, Jason, how are you, and what do you make of this developing news you just learned?
Well, look, you guys are so good together. I think you do such a great job together. Not that Corey didn't do a great job. Not that, who was that other guy that followed you?
Senor Dern?
Dad pretty well. His dad, Chad Dern, is great. The guy that followed you, I can't remember, Chuck?
Ah, Chuck, that sounds
something
right.
Something seems right there.
Yeah, I remember him vaguely. I don't remember him very clearly, but he was okay. But you guys got a good thing going on, as the Matt Carney song goes. But I was told, I was going to say sources close to the program, but Ashley already said it was her, that you guys are sharing an office?
Yes. We get the email yesterday about 2 o'clock, and within 15 seconds of this email coming across the mailbox, I turn around me, and like 3 feet away from me, like a little kid telling mom, I flew up. We had Ashley Dobrzynski hit me
that
with.
That is not what happened.
Did you see the email? Did you see
it
the email?
It was like two little kids in third grade, two best friends, getting told they're going to sit by each other in English class.
Well, one of us is best friends. The other puts up with the other, but you know, it's fine.
You're the worst, Walter.
Oh, did we lose Jason?
No, I thought you were still talking. I was trying not to interrupt this incredible story.
Well, when we find out, we literally, over the course of 10 minutes, were sprinting to and from and like basically bullying each other like you were on a playground. And it made me wonder, like that kindergarten teacher that puts the two talkers at the same table, if almost within 5 minutes, Sherry Sackett's sitting there thinking, what have I done? What's the acceptable wait time until I send another email out of, hey, let's rearrange offices one more time? Because you know what's coming, Jason. We ain't going to be allowed to sit together forever.
So, obviously, I think the world of Sherry Sackett, I think she's obviously put together a remarkable career at GKB. I think she's awesome at what she does. I think she when she slips into her sultry weather commercial voice.
You love that voice.
I do. It's like, I love it more than I'm frankly comfortable with. Because I don't want to, you know, offend Lenny or anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to criticize her. Like, I think she's great at what she does. But what, like, it's one thing to, like, reconsider this after you've done it. But, like, you knew the two people you were putting together, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's familiar with both of your personalities and your work. And you two work hard. I would never question your work ethic. But both of you are, you're both a lot.
Mm.
Yeah.
And to put you both in one room, I'm surprised that she would even make that decision to begin with. And I fully expect her to second guess it soon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she may be, I assume she's already second guessed it. And by tomorrow, you'll have a different seating arrangement again.
Well, it makes you wonder, too. I'm sure there was a little bit of personal calculation from Sherry's side. Ashley and I immediately go from being next-door neighbors to Sherry to now we're an extra 30 to 50 feet away from her. And I think that this... You're seeing what I'm angling at here.
Come out. Yeah. That makes more sense.
Yeah, see, it's a personal vendetta. Or not even a vendetta. She's looking out for herself, and I understand it.
Yeah, hey... As I like to say, media starts with me. And so my attitude is always, what's best for me? And this sounds like this is what's best for Sherry.
Media starts with me. We're definitely going to have to steal that here, Jason. I promise you that.
It's spelled M-E.
It's true. There's also an I in media, so I'm going to remember that as well.
Yeah, there is no I in team, but there is a me if you look hard enough.
Mm-hmm. You just have to rearrange some things and... You know what? We'll
like
shift over. Well, what
exactly.
was that?
Like your desks. Yeah. Like a seating chart.
Yeah.
You know, at some point, I don't want to tell you guys how to do your job here, but Micah Parsons spoke for the first time since January, like, 11th. So, again, I understand. You guys, it's your show. I'm not here to tell you what to do, but we may want to broach that subject.
I thought the desk was a little more important, but okay. We can talk Micah Parsons now.
And we were going into that, but for a mistimed desk overtalk of you there, Jason. But you're
it
right.
It was not overtalk by any means. I was kidding. This is exact. If this was our show, you guys have listened. You know how Taush operates. Like, we would have totally talked about this first. There's no, it's like a 99.9999999% chance that we talked about this first if this had happened with us. So, no, I'm not judging you at all. The only person I'm judging here is Sherry. The only person I'm judging.
Yeah.
Which is fair enough. And you just mentioned it, but Micah Parsons is finally, we get to hear him. We know where he's thinking, and we got to see that 4 months out moment that we know that it's going to be a little bit longer than some people might have hoped. But this is also not a Superman where he's not going to be able to come back in 7-8 months. When you hear where he's at right now and he's putting 4 months as like the baseline, does that make you wonder at all if we're saying that's best case scenario and it might be closer to Thanksgiving before we see Parsons?
No, I mean, I didn't think quite that far down the line, Wally. The first thought I had was for the crowd that thought, oh, well, remember when Adrian Peterson only missed, I don't remember what it was, but he was like back in like 6 months, right? I think there was a crowd that kind of was hoping and believing that Micah Parsons would be more in that group and that he'd be back sooner than anyone expected. And today he definitely took that out of the mix. I mean, that is clearly not going to be the case. And which I think is smart. Like, you know, he talked about how this is a long-term thing and, you know, they want him for the playoffs. The last thing they want is for him to come back early and then re-injure it and have a wasted season. I mean, they invested a lot. They invested a lot of money. They invested a lot of draft picks. They invested in him being there. I mean, they're paying him like a quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's all buzzing about the trade that the Rams made to get Myles Garrett, and I know Myles Garrett set the single-season sack record last year.
Asterisk. But
like, 17 games. The Packers did the same thing, but they did it in August. And like I told Tausch this morning, you know, I was talking to somebody that works in personnel, and they asked me what I thought of the Myles Garrett trade, and I said, I don't know. You guys got your Myles Garrett last year, and he's 4 years younger. Which I, you know, I wasn't trying to suck up, but I can see how maybe Tausch took that as a sucking up answer. But more than anything, like, the last thing you want is for, you know, he re-injures it, and now you got like two games out of him, because there have been instances of that with guys coming back from ACLs. So, you know, I thought it made a lot of sense. I think the concerning thing to your point about the timeline is that he didn't exactly say, look, I'm going to be back for that Bears game on October 11th, or I'm going to be back to face the Cowboys on October 18th. Like, let's be honest. He could have said, you know, that's my goal. I want to be able to play in those games. And he didn't even say that as part of his answer. Like, he just said, you know, yeah, those games are important, but then immediately said, but, you know, the more important games are at the end of the season and in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see the Bears twice, which he's right. They'll see him again on Christmas. But, I mean, I would think in his heart of hearts he wants to be back for that October 11th game. And I came away from that thinking, to your point, Wally, that might be the best case scenario based on how he kind of answered the questions.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the Myles Garrett trade too, because it reminded everybody, as rightfully so, of that Micah Parsons trade last year. We remember getting to talk to you almost immediately following the next day, and it was a party in the state. And I know that the few fans that are out there in Los Angeles are having a very similar feeling right now. When these two teams match up, it feels like it can be more than just a big blackout Wednesday, as Dobes calls it, game, and it could be a potential NFC championship preview. What was the thing that popped in your head thinking about, like, maybe past experiences of guys like this potentially being on a collision course at the highest level?
Yeah, it's obviously a huge marquee game, and, you know, obviously not just because of the two pass rushers that should be playing in it, but because it's two teams that I would argue are along with Seattle because of the defending champs, and San Francisco, which, God, if they could just stay healthy, they seem to be a Super Bowl caliber roster every year when they start out, and then they're not by the end of the year. I'm not buying the Bears yet. I know that'll make some of our Bears fan friends unhappy, but I think there's a chance that they take a step forward and take a step back record-wise. Like, they could be a better team next year, but not have a better record. Just like I thought the Packers took a step forward but didn't get any further in the 24 playoffs, even though I think they were a better team than they'd been in 2023. So, yeah, it's going to be a huge game. I love it when there's marquee mano-a-mano matchups. Now, those guys obviously don't go against each other directly, but, you know, they both played each other in that Cleveland game last season, and we were hyping that up, and we barely had gotten to know Micah Parsons at that point. So that's going to be a huge game. There's no two ways about it. But, again, I don't want to say taken aback, but, like, it was, and maybe this was the most mature way to view your situation if you're Micah Parsons. Because I'll tell you what, most guys that I have talked to that are coming off ACLs, they almost always are striking the most optimistic chord as they can. Mm-hmm. And none of them are talking the way Micah Parsons talked today. Like, he was at the other end of the spectrum, like the cautious prudence mentality, and you know, usually guys have to be protected from themselves, and I think this is a perfect example of that he's going to have to be protected from himself, because it's clear that he wants to come back sooner, but the way he answered the questions, it sounds like those protection efforts from the coaches and from the medical staff have worked, because it does not sound like he's going to try and push to be back earlier than he's supposed to be.
So with that, and, you know, Parsons isn't doing that. You see players like Patrick Mahomes, who tore his ACL, I'm pretty sure after Micah Parsons, but he is coming out being like he's going to be fine for the beginning of the season. What's the difference there between Parsons and Mahomes?
Great. First of all, great example. A great point. Second of all, is it just my imagination or is there no echo anymore?
Shut, really?
How did you do that? Did you do something, Dope?
I didn't do anything.
She has no idea. That's part of the problem now. We won't be able to replicate it because she didn't even know that that was the case.
I didn't know it was the case. Wait a minute.
Has it been the whole segment or just like right now?
It's been the whole segment.
Okay, so I'm going to call Wally out here.
Oh,
sorry,
boy.
Walter.
Here we go.
I think that the speakers on the desk in the pit have been very loud. And I don't know if you've turned them down or Jeff Hall, the best, fixed the speakers and the echo coming from the back.
I'm basically deaf. I have it cranked. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, great. Well, whatever it was, kudos to whoever gets credit for it. I'd like to give it to you guys. It sounds like you have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ashley, I thought the same thing as I was walking away because, you know, we had full locker room beforehand, and then Mike ended up talking after we were done with others. So I had a great conversation with Jordan Morgan. I had a great conversation with Lucas Van Ness. I talked to Keyshawn Nixon. Like, I talked to a lot of different people. And then Micah was last, and as I walked away after we finished our 20 minutes with him, my first thought was Adrian Peterson, and then my second thought was Patrick Mahomes. And Patrick Mahomes obviously plays a different position.
Yep.
Right? So I'm sure that's part of it. But again, I found it, it's going to sound like a strange choice of words, but I found it really sobering because I kind of thought, as we've talked about Micah Parsons through the past several months, like knowing that he only has one speed and it's 1,000 miles per hour, like I think we all expected him to push the envelope. And frankly, you know, look, I'm married to someone who is hyper, hyper competitive, and both of our daughters have inherited that from her, thank God, because I'm not wired quite that same way.
No.
And I worry about people that are hyper competitive not taking the smart approach because they're overcome with their competitiveness, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I would never question Micah Parsons' commitment or competitiveness after this conversation. But again, like a lot of guys would be pushing, and then, you know, they get to say, no, I really wanted to go, but the medical staff wouldn't let me. And instead, you know, I mean, he flat out said, you guys heard him, a 9-month no football rule. And like, we even had to ask, does that mean no football playing or no football practicing, right?
And, like, so, does working out in the gym in some capacity count as that as well? That's a good question.
So, like, he's done, you know, so, you know, I think that pretty much makes it a slam dunk. He's going to start training camp and start the season most likely on the PUP list because the 9 months, whether it's to play in a game or to practice, 9 months would be September 29th.
Okay.
They play on September 13th, 20th, and 24th. So if that's a strict 9-month rule, those three are out for sure. And then the question becomes, how many more are out before he gets to play? So it's sobering is the word I'm going to stick with because I think there were a lot of us, myself included, who thought, well, this guy's a freak. He's going to push this and maybe he's back by Tampa Bay on October 4th, and I am very skeptical that that will be the case.
Jason, right as we let you go, can you remind me the difference between IR and PUP? Is it do something with like the 53-man?
Yeah, important question. So physically unable to perform list means that you did not pass your physical.
Okay.
And you can only be placed on it if you do not practice at all during training camp. And then you can start the season on the PUP, which is where Christian Watson started last year. Okay? Okay. If you practice and then suffer an injury, once you've practiced once, you are ineligible for PUP. It's done.
Okay.
It's not an option for you. So now if Wally goes out there and twists his ankle, he's got to be put on IR. Now, the IR rules have changed since COVID. It's the one good thing that has come out of COVID, in my opinion, is that it's more like the injured list in baseball where you can come back. Because when I started covering the team, you got put on IR.
You were done.
Dunzo. So, you know, a guy that gets hurt in training camp but can be back in week five, he'll end up on injured reserve. But in Parsons' case, I think he's going to start on PUP, and there's a good chance he stays there through the first 4 weeks of the regular season. One quick addition to that, though, they did change the rule on when you can start practicing when you're on the PUP. It used to be you couldn't practice until after four games had been missed. Now you can practice after two games you've missed, but you still can't play until after four.
Interesting. I feel like I get smarter every time you come on the phone with us, Jason. Yeah, I got to tell you that much. That's the truth.
I'm just kidding.
Well, Jason, you're the man. We won't be catching up with you Friday because we do have our Good Karma Brands, John Moser, for the kids, golf outing, drilled it, got there, finally.
You forgot Children's Radiothon.
Did I miss that?
I've been there for that. I've done a show from that.
See, I'm going to be milking you next year. Next year, we're going to get you back to do this. I'm going to get you here for it.
I was going to say I'm going to be coming back from Madison from a different golf tournament, the AmFam Championship, that day. So I was going to say I could stop by, but I don't know if I can. I got some other responsibilities.
That's all right. We'll get you around here one of these days, Jason. But we appreciate the time as always. We hope you have a great rest of your week, and we'll catch up with you a week from today.
I look forward to the Echo being back. All right. Take care. Be good.
The man, the great man, Jason Wilde. Of course, you can hear him weekdays 9 until noon on Wilde and Tausch across ESPN Wisconsin. We got the Echo figured out. That's the first victory. Now to get him to think that I'm the real victim of us being in the same room together, that's the next step.
No.
That's the next step. It's a slow burn, but I'm going to get that burning. Don't worry about
Whatever.
It. Whatever. When we come back, it's time to talk a little golf. Beautiful day like this. You got to be thinking about the links where you're going to be playing. We'll talk with David Brandenburg of Rolling Meadows Golf Course right on the other side of the break with more of the Damn Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
A beautiful view is waiting for you. Hometown Glass and Improvement are your trusted pros for new windows and sunrooms. Schedule your free estimate now and choose from an amazing selection of windows. Hometown Glass carries over 10 top brands, and you can visit their showroom at North 7171 Raceway Road in Beaver Dam. Check them out online at Hometown Glass and Improvement or call 887-3757 to schedule your free estimate today.
Ashley, quick question. How does my phone know exactly what food I want before I do?
Because advertising works, Wally.
That feels powerful. A little scary, but mostly powerful.
Exactly. And local businesses in our area can have that power too. With DailyDodge.com, 95.3 WBEV Radio, YouTube, and more. Businesses partner with award-winning local content that people trust. See and hear your businesses everywhere.
Everywhere like all of our different live news and talk programming?
That's right. Right there along with interviews and including anyone from state politicians to neighborhood musicians. And that beautiful Daily Dodge TV studio you'll see can be sponsored too.
Wait, that sounds familiar. Well, anyway, what about sports fans?
Pair with 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. Joining high school play-by-play coverage and passionate fans is a big win for branding a business.
How does someone get in on all of this?
Call 920-885-4442 or click Contact Us at DailyDodge.com.
Wow, it's that easy to start a great partnership for your business today.
Attention sports fans. Whether you're chasing the hottest rookie card, that next big autographed sports card, or looking for expert card services, Real Sports Cards is here for you. For everything from sports to Pokemon cards, visit the store in downtown Waupun today. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download the Real Sports Cards app for all the live online card breaks. Watch, collect, and win from anywhere. Real Sports Cards, where every day is opening day.
Badgers, Brewers, Bucks, and more on the Damn Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. Stay tuned to 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Welcome back to the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. It is a gorgeous Wednesday afternoon. You look outside, it is sunny. It's near 80 degrees. It's not that miserable hot yet. It's got me feeling like some golf, Ashley, and it's a good time now to bring on David Brandenburg from Rolling Meadows Golf Course. David, it is a gorgeous day. Have you had a chance to play, or are you all work, no biz, no play today?
Pretty much all work, no play. We had a group actually from Beaver Dam Country Club today, plus we have a high school Division I sectional going on with a playoff right now. So,
what is your favorite part like, about these groups coming in? Do you have like a favorite thing, whether it's a league or the high school? Like, is there something that like extra is appealing to you personally?
I think some of our charity outings, I mean, they come in here to raise money for their cause and a lot of good causes and a lot of good people. That's probably our favorite is the charity events.
Yeah, it's a good choice. Absolutely. You got to help out the community and you have a chance to play golf at the same time. And people can find out about these charity events, find out about all these leagues. Where can they go? Where's the website? How do they find you?
Yeah, it's rollingmeadowsgolfcourse.com. Nice and easy, all spelt out. All the information is there. Everything you need to know about golfing at Rolling Meadows and Fond du Lac.
It's right that simple. I always joke about this, David, but if I can find it, I use that as almost like a litmus test for the average person. That it's pretty simple. If I can get there, and it's right outside Fond du Lac, too. It's an easy drive.
Oh, it sure is. Right up 151, get off at the Military Road exit, and here we are.
Well, I've been playing around on your website a little bit. I see that you guys have close to 8 to 10 leagues out there. Is it at the stage of the season where it's a little too late to join a league? Could people still get involved that way, or is it best just to book your online tee time and come circle back in 27?
Pretty much get on a sub list, and then you'll start playing, and then next year you'll probably be a regular. But most of the leagues are set for the year. So just come out and play for fun, and if you want to join a league, get on the list for next year, and that's the best way to do it. So,
oh, you can sign up to be like a sub in case somebody's sick or a group isn't able to come out. Maybe
right,
you get the
traveling.
Call.
I mean, in the summer, people have vacations and everything, and good subs are always needed.
Oh, you ain't kidding about that. Well, it won't be me. I'm going to fall apart and embarrass the league. I won't do that to you. We got to be careful. It's baby steps. But on top of having 27 beautiful holes out there at Rolling Meadows, the important part for me is that end of the day when I have a brutal round. What kind of amenities do you guys have out there? Well, what can I expect when I finish up my day and head to the clubhouse?
Oh, we got excellent burgers and bar food. I mean, just something to relax. Nice cold beer. Nothing beats that on a hot day like today.
Ooh, what's your go-to
watch
burger?
Watch the game that's on, and just some cheeseburger with onions is my go-to. Yep.
Oh, see, simple. No condiments on there. Just cheeseburger and onions.
Yep. Nice and simple.
Hey, that's right up your alley, Dobes. I feel like you're going to be able to get on with that.
That's my exact order.
Is it actually?
Yeah.
See, look at this.
All right.
Keep it simple.
Yeah. Bring the team up or bring team up for lunch.
We might just have to do that here soon. Well, anyways, we get good food. We get beautiful holes of golf. And again, rollingmeadowsgolfcourse.com. It's that simple. Can you tell us the address and again, where you're located for people that want to come out and play?
Sure, it's 560 West Rolling Meadows Drive, just on the southwest side of Fond du Lac. As I said, you take Round 51, get off at the Military Road, Highway D, and there we are, right on the edge of town.
Well, David, enjoy this beautiful weather. I'm sure it's jam-packed out there. A lot of fun things coming up. And make sure people out there get on those online tee times, because weekend's coming along, and I imagine those fill up pretty quick there, David.
They do fill up pretty quick. We have Father's Day in a couple weeks, and that's starting to fill up. Yeah.
Hey, that's
summer's
a
here.
Great Father's Day gift right there, too. But, David, we will catch up with you in about 5 days. We'll be back to a normal schedule. We won't be throwing you around throughout the week when we get back to normal starting Monday.
Problem. We're flexible, so.
Well, thank you, David. That sounds great. You have a great rest of your week, good weekend, and we'll catch up with you on Monday afternoon.
All right. Thanks much.
Hey, absolutely. The great David Brandenburg over there at Rolling Meadows Golf Course. You're a cheeseburger and onion person yourself there, Dubs. I did not realize that.
Yeah, I love grilled onions.
But do you throw condiments on yours, or you just leaving it like that?
Oh, I do put on ketchup and pickles.
Ketchup and pickles?
Pickles sometimes. It really depends on how I'm feeling.
Bread and butter or dill?
Dill. All right. Well, I like bread and butter, but not on a McDonald's.
I think the bread and butter people out there need to be really checked out. Like, stay like a little extra long.
I like bread and butter.
You like the bread and butter pickles?
Yes, but not on my burger.
Yeah, exactly. This goes back to what I said. I think you need to be checked out. A little extra evaluation for you.
I was going to, I almost said, do you remember the Michael Scott quote where Dwight's like, whenever I'm thinking about something and I'm thinking too hard, I think about what Michael told me. Keep it simple, stupid. And I almost said that and I was like, wait a minute, I can't say that.
But you just did anyways.
Yeah, but I couldn't say it to David.
Oh,
that would have been mean.
If you said kiss, keep it simple, stupid, I bet you David's locked in. I bet you he's office guy too.
Only the cool people are.
We'll have to throw that at him next time. Before we head to break and dive into Beaver Dam prep, and a busy night it was, and one of the last really busy nights for a little while, but that means good news for us on this program going forward. But first, if you are looking for a one-stop shop for all things sports cards, head on over to Real Sports Cards in Waupun or check out their app. Whether in sports cards or Pokemon, Real Sports Cards has you covered. With live break streaming right there on the app, you can grab individual cards on the go. You can be a part of a group and watch for your favorite players and teams. As the packs get open, go to the Apple or Google Play Store today, look for the orange logo, and take your collection to the next level with Real Sports Cards, your local resource for all things sports cards, Pokemon cards, and more. When we come back from break, you're going to hear from head coach of the Beaver Dam softball team, Quinn Hines, on the heels of a 6-1 sectional semifinal loss last night to the Wanakee Warriors. And then we will also turn the page to look at some track athletes that are going to be competing at the highest level coming up in just about 48 hours. That's next with more of the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
This is Doug Kraft, head coach of the Beaver Dam Golden Beavers boys high school hockey team, and you're listening to 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, home of the Golden Beavers.
Partner your business with the most famous four letters in sports, ESPN. For more information, click on the Contact Us tab at DailyDodge.com.
A 73-year-old Phillips man was flown to Summit Hospital with serious injuries after a crash Tuesday afternoon in Dodge County. The sheriff's office says his Subaru crossed the center line on Highway 49 near Panzer Road and was struck by a pickup. Both vehicles caught fire. Dodge County officials are studying a possible moratorium on future data center projects. The issue was sent to the Land Resources and Parks Committee after residents raised concerns about water, noise, property values, farmland, and transparency. Nate Minnig has been named the Dodge County Highway Commissioner. Minnig has more than 14 years with the Highway Department, including time as a heavy equipment operator and interim Highway Commissioner. He succeeds Brian Field, who retired in November of 2025. The local Menards store is collecting non-perishable food donations now through July 31st. Items such as cereal, canned soup, and other shelf-stable groceries can be placed in the collection box near the exit doors. Donations will support local food pantry efforts. And finally, SSM Health St. Agnes Hospital in Fond du Lac has been recognized for a zero rate of catheter-associated urinary tract infections. The recognition is based on federal hospital safety data from July of 2024 through June of 2025. I'm Justin Wilski with your ESPN News. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.
Your home for Beaver Dam High School Golden Beaver Athletics is Daily Dodge TV and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Looking for your next great round? Tee it up at Rolling Meadows Golf Course in Fond du Lac, featuring 27 holes designed for every skill level. Whether you're chasing a personal best or just enjoying time with friends, you'll love the well-kept course, practice facilities, and relaxing clubhouse. Play 9, 18, or all 27, then unwind at the bar and grill. Rolling Meadows, more golf, more fun your way. Book your tee time today at rollingmeadowsgolfcourse.com.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now, there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free, and you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter. Try it free.
Did you know Marshfield Clinic offers self-scheduling? And there's no better time than right now to catch up on care. Primary care can help you stay on track with screenings, vaccinations, and labs, or simply be the place to check in on your overall health and well-being. Making an appointment online is simple. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primarycare and tap Schedule Online. Marshfield Clinic Primary Care. Life is calling. Go with confidence.
There's power in your smile. Hi, this is Dr. Adam Forster from Columbus Family Dental. Your smile can make or break a day, start a conversation, even double a dose of courage. At Columbus Family Dental, we're committed to protecting your grin from ear to ear. Young and old, orthodontics to cosmetics, we're here to make it that much easier to share your smile. Columbus Family Dental is now accepting every kind of smile. Call us today for a free, no-pressure consultation at 623-5559.
Are you tired of battling a damp, musty basement? Air Care in Beaver Dam has a solution for you. The April Air Dehumidifier will significantly improve the air quality in your basement by removing up to 100 pints of moisture per day. That's 12 and a half gallons. The April Air Dehumidifier is quiet, energy efficient, and backed by an impressive 5-year replacement warranty. If you want a crisp, dry lower level for more living space or storage, call Air Care at 920-356-8860. Big enough to serve you and small enough to care.
A show that's so good, you could hang up an in-season tournament banner for it. The Damn Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. This is 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
We're out here at Wanakee High School. The Golden Beavers fall 6-1 in the sectional semifinal tonight. Coach, what was the big difference today? What gave Wanakee the edge?
Well, I thought they got the timely hits. You know, they had a couple balls that they kind of blooped in there that were just out of our reach with runners on base. And, you know, we came up with runners on base a couple times, and Jillian smoked one and it was caught. Kendall smoked one. It was a double play. So it felt like, you know, sometimes we hit it hard. It was right to somebody and they hit it and nobody was there. So that's the way the game works. Sometimes you got to get some breaks. Credit to them for putting the ball in play in good spots. We just didn't make enough plays and we didn't get enough hits with runners in scoring position. And it's really tough to beat good pitchers when you don't get the hits at the big times.
Well, I know this senior group, they won a regional championship this year. They have done a ton for this program. What is it going to be like to having to say goodbye to some amazing young women and very talented athletes at the same time?
That's the toughest part always, is when the teams change. Emma Jelka has done so much for Beaver Dam athletics in general, in all sports. Maddie Bryant had a fantastic career, would have had an even better statistical career if she didn't lose her freshman year to an injury, but had a lot of trials and really had to battle back and had a phenomenal second half of the season. I mean, I think she hit like 600 since the beginning of May. Was probably our best hitter at the end of the season and just was so gritty and did so much for us this year. You know, Brinley Bader put in so much work from junior year to senior year to be in the lineup every day. Really proud of her for her work. You know, Jilly Shave smokes the ball twice today, doesn't get anything to show for it, but had numerous big hits throughout the season. And then Aaliyah Clements, you know, didn't get a lot of on-field time this year, but one of the best teammates that you'll ever have. So the hardest part is losing the kids that don't get to come back and play anymore. But that's life. That's how it goes. And there'll be another group that comes through. And I think a lot of people can learn a lot of things from the way that group carried themselves.
Well, this group made us very proud in Beaver Dam, Coach. That goes the same for you. Thank you for giving us the time. And I'm serious. I'm already itching for next March.
I appreciate it, Wally. Thanks for everything that you guys do for us.
There you have it. We got to be out there last night for the end of the regular season, or end of the season, I should say, for Beaver Dam softball Dobes. It was a lot of fun to call a game with you. And I was happy you got to get out there and be around this special group of young women yesterday. And They fell short yesterday. They have nothing to be ashamed of. That's a heck of a team they played, and Beaver Dam, a heck of a team in their own right. Regional champs.
Yeah, and they played well. They got nothing to really hang their heads on. It's just one of those days when, you know, the ball just doesn't fall.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there's sometimes where, it wasn't like the Wanakee pitcher was pitching lights out strikeouts. They were hitting the ball well. Just unfortunately, it was right to the players.
Yeah.
In the field.
You said one. I laughed on the broadcast going to break because you're like, what are you supposed to do? That was perfect.
Yeah.
Because I can't remember. It was top of the order. It was Emma Jolka just reached, I believe, on a bunt single. Yep. When it's a 4-1 game and Kendall Fakes hit a rocket to first and they catch it and the girl's basically standing on first. It's a double play. And
there's nothing you can do about that.
There's nothing you can do about that.
I mean, Emma Jolka's already taken her lead off.
Yeah.
And just bam, now you're doubled off and it's not even like... Like, literally, your coach, like, can't even be mad.
No. They had two double plays against them, both similar plays to that.
Yeah.
They had two or three times where Wanakee had seeing eye singles that seemed to just slip through a glove of a diving Beaver Dam player. It's the nature of the beast with baseball and softball where sometimes it just truly isn't your day. Mm-hmm. And that's, unfortunately, what we had today. The good news that comes with this is that over the coming weeks, we are going to have members of the Beaver Dam softball team, baseball team, girls soccer team, and track members to come in here and talk about their seasons. Unfortunately, we also lost two other seasons last night that we weren't on site for. Mike Tronson and Aiden Voigt were for Beaver Dam baseball. Weird game in the sense that it was 8-4 Badger after the first two innings, and there were two more runs scored, one by each team the rest of the game. Unfortunately, Beaver Dam just on the wrong side of things there.
Yeah, just bad way to lose it.
I got you there. But we did see a special group over there with baseball. A lot of those seniors, too, were a part of that team last year that not only won regionals, they won that very historic, fun semifinal in the sectionals on that big Eli Bryant home run. There's so much of that I wish we could have seen this team even more, too. You got guys out there like Bradley Wendorf coming off top of my head. It's a great group. Parker Blank, another one. We're going to have quite a few of the members. Joey DiStefano coming in here over the next few weeks, getting seniors from that team as well. Didn't end like they wanted to, but also should be very, very proud. 10-5 in a very good Badger Large Conference. Another very, very strong season from the Golden Beavers. Last but not least, before we get into track and we disappear, go to a break, come back, and get back to the positivity, is Beaver Dam girls soccer. They had their season come to an end last night as well. They fell 5-1 in their game yesterday. But this was also a team talking about what they've been able to accomplish this year. They got double-digit wins for the first time in program history.
They're record setters.
They're record setters. Well said, Doves.
Thank you.
You got it. The record setters. This is a group that they've saw, very similar to with the girls' hockey program. They got to see some really dark times throughout their early part of their careers. And these seniors were a part of this change that we're hoping, we're rooting for, that they're able to continue to build on this program because a lot of positive things that you can see out there with this group going forward.
Yeah. Program setters. Record setters.
Dang. Record setters. Did you call them trend setters?
I said program setters. I was doing so well.
Yeah, I mean, you were good up until that point, though.
I know.
Yeah, that's all right. You hurtled on that word.
I also can't say camaraderie.
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 We found that earlier. I can't say earlier, apparently. I just can't talk.
It doesn't sound right when you say it either. Say it. Camaraderie.
Camaraderie.
It just doesn't sound right.
Yeah,
I think we're saying it wrong.
We'll get in the lab later tonight. We're going to make sure that people are ready for you to whip that out. Hopefully next Monday when we're back to 5 days a week on the Damn Sports Show.
I can't wait for my next Monday confidential cabana because I just thought of one.
As long as it's not bullying me, I'm excited to hear it.
Well, whatever. Lame.
You're lame. We are going to now play a couple interviews. We teased this on Monday, but a lot of exciting things too. I know a couple seasons came to an end yesterday throughout a couple sports, but the Beaver Dam track team, they see themselves having three different athletes that are going to be competing at the state tournament this Friday, the state meet. And two of those athletes got to speak with Wade Bates on Friday after their terrific performances. We're going to throw it now into Taylor Post and Owen Hemling in those interviews.
Beaver Dam High School senior Taylor Post heading back to the WIAA State Track and Field Meet, qualifying in four events in the boys wheelchair 400, 800, and 1600 in the shot put. Taylor, just talk about your day today.
Well, it was really good. I had two personal records, and then I also had two other good, pretty good performances that helped me get there.
So you've been to state a few times now. Can you kind of talk about what that experience is like, working hard all year long to earn a spot in the state tournament?
Yeah, it's a really cool experience getting to go back there year after year. Everybody works really hard to get there. So once you're there, it's all the best athletes. So you just kind of settle in and have a good time.
Now, with four events, how do you manage that in events like this? Because there are events, obviously, the distance events and things like that. How do you manage that and get your body ready to compete in four events and the shot put?
So it's a lot of endurance workouts during the regular year, but you kind of just prioritize yourself during the meets, know what you got to do good at, and then at the state meet, it's kind of broken up, so they make it a little bit easier, but it's definitely a challenge.
Sure. What are your expectations as you head back to La Crosse?
I'd like to PR in every single event, get some more school records, and then also medal in every single event at state.
All right, Taylor Post, congratulations heading back to the state track meet.
Thanks, Wade.
Beaver Dam High School senior Owen Hemling qualifies for the state track meet with a third place finish in the pole vault. Owen, just talk about your effort here at the sectional.
Yeah, I mean, it was real surprising for me too. Not only was it like a foot PR for me, but I've also been having some hamstring issues, and really just came here to have fun and end up really overshooting my PR and getting a real high height there, and it was real exciting.
What was the key to getting that PR? What did you feel on those attempts?
I started giving it my all. I knew it was gonna be my last meet, and really just wanted to go out there, have fun, and put out my best effort. And you know, I just ran on the runway as fast as I could, and putting that effort really put me through the next one.
How long have you been pole vaulting?
This will be my third year, so I started a sophomore year.
And coming into the season, was the state meet on your radar for the pole vault?
Absolutely not. My PR before this was about 3 feet below what I just jumped today, and so I really just had a kind of breakout season, if you will, and was able to put a lot of things together. And really just get that next height.
You have to be excited to go to La Crosse. That's one of the premier venues for any state event in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I was super stoked. I knew coming into my last jump that I had made it, and I had to keep my excitement down a little bit to get that last jump in there. But yeah, it was super, super exciting.
Congratulations, Owen Hemling, going to the WIAA state track meet in the boys' pole vault. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Here's a look at your weatherology forecast. Lows level off around 54. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 85. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Chance for storms. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 64. Overcast skies. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Currently 80.
This weather update on ESPN Beaver Dam is brought to you by JB Mechanical. When summer heat steps up to the plate, make sure your AC is ready to deliver. JB Mechanical keeps you cool all season long.
Hey you, it's me, your window. I'm tired. I leak air, I rattle, and honestly, I'm terrible at my job.
Wait, my window is talking?
Yup, and you deserve better. Like Pella Windows installed by Hometown Glass and Improvement. They're energy efficient, quiet, and actually keep the heat and AC where it belongs. Inside.
That does sound better.
Trust me. Retire me.
Good thing I can call Hometown Glass and Improvement for a free window estimate today.
Attention sports fans. Whether you're chasing the hottest rookie card, that next big autographed sports card, or looking for expert card services, Real Sports Cards is here for you. For everything from sports to Pokemon cards, visit the store in downtown Waupun today. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download the Real Sports Cards app for all the live online card breaks. Watch, collect, and win from anywhere. Real Sports Cards, where every day is opening day.
Memorial Day savings are happening now at Silica for your home. Now through June 3rd, save big with exclusive rebate savings up to $4,000 on top appliance brands like KitchenAid, LG, GE, Cafe, and Maytag. And with upcoming manufacturer price increases, now's the time to buy. Plus, enjoy 18-month 0% financing store-wide and free delivery on hundreds of items. Upgrade your kitchen and laundry rooms today and save big during the Memorial Day sale at Silica for your home.
Big brats and big bucks.
Hit all the stops for the 2026 Brat Fry and Summer Sweepstakes season, presented by Hometown Glass and Improvement and Newman Pools. No food or drink purchase necessary to participate in the contest. Buy a delicious Pernitz Premium Brat with a soda or water, and proceeds will help with the John Moser Children's Radiothon, all for just $2. Find the complete Brat Fry schedule on the Brat Fry page at DailyDodge.com.
Our next Brat Fry is Thursday, June 4th, 4 to 6 p.m. with the Beaver Dam Recreation Department at Swan Park.
We asked parents to share their journey of adopting teens.
They changed who I am because I can't see life without them in it.
Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Memorial Day savings are happening now at Silica for your home. Now through June 3rd, save big with exclusive rebate savings up to $4,000 on top appliance brands like KitchenAid, LG, GE, Cafe, and Maytag. And with upcoming manufacturer price increases, now's the time to buy. Plus, enjoy 18-month 0% financing store-wide and free delivery on hundreds of items. Upgrade your kitchen and laundry rooms today and save big during the Memorial Day sale at Silica for your home.
Create beautiful beginnings at Prairie Ridge Health's Birth Center. Our caring and highly trained team will be by your side every step of the way, from pregnancy through delivery and beyond. With flexible appointments and convenient locations in Beaver Dam, Columbus, and Sun Prairie, we are here to support your journey. Learn more at prairieridge.health. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Sometimes they have no idea what they're saying out loud. Isn't that what local sports talk is all about? Hear more shenanigans now on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and the Dam Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun.
You can get with this, or you can get with that.
Paulie Lukaszynski, Ashley Dobrzynski, welcome back to the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. That's a sneeze.
I can't believe it. I just sneezed.
That's a sneeze. Report it.
Oh,
that will go on the board.
On.
For people that are unaware, people unaware, we have a sneeze counter in this building, and it is treated with shame when you sneeze here.
Oh, no.
That was awesome. We caught you red-handed. She can't avoid this.
I'm going to have to send that in our teams group.
Oh, I'm sending that to everybody. They will know that you were sneezing. Wow. What a day. What a way to end the show.
I sneezed twice today.
Wow.
Charlie Dern added to the board. How is he doing this?
Added to the board. Come on.
Damn
Thank
it.
Charlie Dern. My gosh,
oh,
what a
I
day.
I can't believe that happened.
Wow, and this got me even more excited too, because we have a weekend coming up. Ashley's probably leading the sneeze counter now. What better way to celebrate than going out and watching the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders? They're back. They are back, and the team is home this weekend. Friday night is the first fireworks show of the season. A day-night doubleheader on Saturday. Come meet your favorite storybook princesses during the game at 11:35. Who would you want to meet?
Who would I want to meet?
Storybook princesses. Who would you want to meet?
You put me on the spot.
I always liked Belle.
Oh, that's a good one. I'm a big fan of Belle.
Well, yeah, but you have to give your own. You can't take mine. I drafted it.
I'm literally thinking. Cinderella.
That's such a pathetic answer. Cinderella. Find your slipper already.
I wanted Belle.
Well, too bad. Draft faster. Saturday night, don't miss the chance to bring your dog or the cat to the game. It's Paws at the Park night. To get tickets or more information, go to DogSpiders.com. Wow, Dog Spiders are back. Ashley Dobrzynski sneezing.
Shut up.
This or that. We're playing it a day early because we don't have a show tomorrow. I feel on top of the world right
you
now.
You suck.
Oh, we only have a couple minutes left, Dobes. What is your first this or that for me?
Have a squirrel that files complaints against you with the city, or a pigeon that follows you everywhere and live tweets your day.
But okay, like I can't close the door. The pigeon's literally in my room every time.
Every time. Everywhere.
That
you're
feels
having
dangerous.
A bad day and the pigeon's just live tweeting.
That
about
feels
how terrible you're doing.
I've been there's days where I'm a really good person for 23 yeah. hours and 55 minutes.
But
and
those
then,
5 days would be live tweeted by the pigeon. Or a squirrel that is out to get you by filing complaints to the city.
Yeah, I don't think that squirrel's going to get anywhere with that. So I'm going to take the squirrel. Let him file old school way. No shot. I'm taking that pigeon live tweeting
me. Okay.
What are you taking? You can't give it just one way.
I would take the squirrel,
too. Yeah, it's a no-brainer.
Like if I have a bad day and the pigeon starts live tweeting me, I'm going to like chuck it off a roof.
I'm going to start live tweeting when you screw up and see what you do about it.
All right. You're so annoying. Okay. Would you rather win a Super Bowl ring but lose it immediately after in a Culver's parking lot or win an NBA championship but drop the trophy into Lake Michigan?
Yeah, but they're going to replace it if you drop the trophy. I want to drop the NBA trophy because guess what? Then you're the guy that did. You're even immortalized even more than winning an NBA championship. You're the guy that dropped it in Lake Michigan.
So that's what you're going with?
No doubt that's what I'm going with.
Okay, I'm on with the Culver's parking lot.
Well, what does it matter that you lost in a Culver's parking lot?
I don't know. You just lost it.
But, like, Culver's, you had to be, like, granular specific with it?
Yeah, I did. Okay. I did, Walter.
All right. Hey, you know what? Your show, too, I suppose.
This is funny. Be haunted by a ghost whose only job is to give you bad sports takes. Or a ghost that constantly spoils movies from 20 years ago.
That would make me upset. And the beauty of what we do in sports radio is I have bad takes every time I open my mouth.
That's true.
So, like, what's
That's
the ghost
really
gonna...
That's really true.
The ghost and I are gonna be, like knuckle-touching, like, hey, man, yeah. Nice one. That's sick. Good call.
Okay, last one. Have a permanent loading circle above your head when you're thinking... Or buffering symbol appear every time you're every time you're confused.
I think they're both bad for me because it would expose me for
if
who
I
am as a person.
Because no, like if I'm like I'm not confused and then you just see the buffering symbol, I'd be so mad.
Well,
I'd rather have a loading circle above my head when I'm thinking than be like I'm not confused and people would be like, well, you're buffering.
Well, think about how often even on this show, whether it's your show on Hometown Today.
Yeah.
I fill in for like the morning show occasionally. Like anytime you have a circle going over your head.
Yeah.
And people know, they'd just be like, this guy's a moron, but at least he fakes it good.
Yes. Yes. Like imagine like somebody tells you something and you're like not comprehending it. And then it's just embarrassing. Yeah. Thinking all day.
That's tough. Mm-hmm. Well, hey, that's going to be it for us this week. Between tomorrow, go out to Swan Park, Broad Fry from 4 to 6, and then Friday, we have our golf outing. So with that being said, that's going to do it for us this week on the Damn Sports Show. Have a great remainder of yours. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you back here on Monday. Homer Hour coming up next.
This Sports Center update is brought to you by Silica for your home, serving Wisconsin homes for over